This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
And you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Silas and Dean. But Silas, now you're in for a bit of a treat. You've never experienced this before. Though we did just get a message in saying that someone, Andrew, thinks that Silas is doing an absolutely wonderful job, even though they miss Robbie, and Liam spoke very well about Eurovision. So as report cards go, I think that's a pretty good one.
Thanks, Andrew.
For the show. Thank you very much, Andrew. But enough about that. Let's talk about what's happening next, because this is something we've introduced this year and every single week I love bringing it to the airwaves. It's the Mad Wednesday Live Lounge, where we get a performer slash singer in to come and belt out a tune or play us some music and have a bit of fun with it.
Which I feel so lucky.
It's so awesome. I'm loving it each and every week. And joining us now in the studio is the award-winning, talented Sally Cameron. Hello, Sally. How's it going?
Good to be here.
Well, wait for the applause. Always. Never wait for the applause. Now, one of the reasons we've got you in is because you're doing a cabaret that's a part of the Gasworks Cabaret Project that's kicking off from the 19th of February through to the 2nd of March. Now, you're doing two shows at the start of March, yes. And it's a couple of weeks just filled with cabaret goodness down at Gasworks, which I think is really awesome.
Yeah.
So what are you bringing in of your cabaret-ness to the cabaret project?
Well, the show features a whole bunch of beautiful Eva Cassidy music. I've been a fan of Eva Cassidy for, let's say, forever. And
isn't it great when you can do that and you can go, I just really like it, so let's make the show.
It's such a pleasure, been such a pleasure putting the show together. There's one of the things I love about her is that she did so many different styles of music, so there's such a range of things to choose from, and we're going to try and bring that to the show as well.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's called New American Tune. American Tune was one of the albums released after she died, because she unfortunately died quite young at the age of 33. So, yeah.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, and then she became famous after that.
Well, isn't it always the way?
Not always, but...
You get appreciated after the fact. Now, you were just telling us about a little interesting experience you had on the weekend. You were performing up in Hepburn, at the Palais in Hepburn, and obviously there was a bit of a fire ranging, so you were doing a couple of numbers on stage.
Yeah.
And were asked, they came in and went, sorry, got to interrupt the show.
That's right.
Got to evacuate.
Yeah, it's definitely... a first for all of us, actually. There was a bushfire, and we knew there was a fire nearby. We'd been there during the day for sound checks and whatnot. Anyway, we're all dolled up.
Is that random?
And it's totally random. I mean, Hans is so dolled up. You know, he's covered in sequins and makeup to the nines. And, you know, Sam and I were in the band, and we jump up on stage. We'd had great rehearsals, put all these great charts together, and
did you finish the set?
No, we did like three songs, I think.
I've never been in one of those scenarios. Does it feel really crazy, or is it just
kind of
surreal?
Disappointing. Surreal. Yeah. And then, so they said, we're really sorry, we're going to have to stop the show and get everyone out of here. And we went out onto the street and we could see it. We could see the bushfire. All the trees were orange. It was just absolutely crazy. I've never seen anything like it. It was really quite amazing.
Well, there you go.
It turned into a bit of a street party, and they were like, hey guys, maybe we should get out of here.
Well, I'm glad that we've got you in to sing a couple of songs today then instead, because you didn't get the chance to do your full set down in Dalesford on the weekend. So why not? Why don't we dive into a bit of a bill? Which one are you going to be tickling our fancy with first?
Well, Eva did a lot of covers, and she covered this great Ray Charles tune, Hallelujah, I Love Him So.
Let me tell you about a boy I know. He's my baby and he lives next door. Every morning before the sun comes up, he brings me coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love him so. When I call him on the telephone and I tell him that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear him on my door. Yeah, they hear that when the sun goes down and there's nobody else around. He kisses me and he holds me tight. He says, baby, everything is all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Oh, hallelujah, I just love him so. Him on the telephone and I tell him that I'm all alone. By the time I count from one to four, I hear him on my door. At the evening when the sun goes down and there is nobody else around, he kisses me and he holds me tight. He whispers, baby, everything is alright. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Oh, hallelujah, I just love him so. Yes, hallelujah, I just love him so. Oh, hallelujah, I just love him so.
Oh, that was absolutely awesome. I know, it is funny because, I mean, I know you all must be loving hearing it at home, but for us here in the studio, we get this added bonus of hearing it on the radio and hearing it live, and there wasn't even a moment where Silas clutched his pearls.
Oh.
And facial expressions between you guys as performers, which is great. I know
so
radio
cute.
Is an inherently auditory medium, but, like, you guys are fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Can you tell a bit about our relationship when we play?
I wouldn't like to speculate.
Now, this lovely Sam is playing for you today.
Mm-hmm.
It's your husband?
He is my husband, yes.
I couldn't remember if that was the right relationship. Yeah. I don't want to get it wrong.
No.
Is it great or weird having that kind of working, performing relationship?
It's got its ups and its downs like anything. You know, it's great in the sense that we get to share all these ideas together, but then it's also not great when we have different ideas about how everything should go.
So, plenty of rehearsal time, though.
That's right. Absolutely.
This is true.
There's
yeah.
no getting away with not rehearsing anything. That's for sure.
Well, that's so. True. I mean, I guess you just get to take it at your leisure. You motivate each other, and it just
Absolutely.
Creates this beautiful sound and this beautiful passion, which is really
yeah,
exciting.
Yeah, it's something we've done from the very beginning, to play music together. Before we even spoke to each other,
really?
We were playing music together, yeah.
Well, there you go. Mm. So, of course, everyone, now the reason why we've got you here is because you're performing as a part of the Gasworks Cabaret Project. Mm-hmm. You're going to be performing two nights at the start of March.
Yes.
Now, this is a whole 2 weeks happening at Gasworks, filled with lots of great female performers
uh-huh.
and also Dolly Diamond in the... Because let's face it, Dolly Diamond's not yeah. a female performer, who will be performing at the opening party. I walked into that and I was like, there's no way for me to really walk
Let's
out of
just
that,
move
is
on.
There?
Keep going.
Yeah, just keep moving. It's absolutely fantastic. Now, that was absolutely gorgeous. Is that going to be in the show?
Yeah.
Was that from a commercial? I'm trying to think where I've heard it recently. It's stuck in my mind, whether in a TV show or a movie or a commercial.
I feel like many decades ago it was on a... coffee ad.
Yeah, yes, like it was. Coffee. It was on a coffee yeah. ad. I thought yeah. so. And I'm sitting here going, I don't know why I'm thinking of someone drinking a coffee. And it was just pepping into my mind.
He brings me performing. Coffee in my favourite cup.
Well, there is that. Yeah, there is the line as well. But, I mean, would you be willing to just give us one more song? Would that be okay?
I think you can squeeze it out.
Oh, why not? Oh, awesome. Why not? What shall we dive into this time?
Look, I did say she did a lot of different styles of music.
You're going to give us something different?
Something completely different now. This is a tune written by Sting, which I'm sure everybody knows.
Oh, awesome.
It's called Fields of Gold, and it was one of the first tunes that made her really famous. Among the
barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down.
So much so that I forgot to hit record while filming too because I was so excited. That was absolutely gorgeous. Thank you so much to both of you for coming and singing with us today on the show. It's been so lovely having you. Now, everybody, you are not going to want to miss going and seeing Sally Cameron perform. That was just two and they were completely different and they were absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Dean, you're going to have to tell me when this is.
Well,
I need tickets.
You got to buy your tickets. I think is it the first and second?
First and second of March. And I should say we will have a whole band with us on
the
night.
You don't need them.
Dean, they are the cream of the crop of Melbourne. We're so excited to play with them. It's going to be fantastic. And there's a lot of really big hitting songs as well, so the band will really get a good go.
I reckon. Well, you know what? Jump onto the Gasworks website right now and grab your tickets. Get along to see Sally Cameron. You can go to just gasworks.org.au and grab your tickets right now. After that, why wouldn't you? That was absolutely amazing. Thank you both so much for coming and joining us here in the studio. We've gotten another message saying, oh my God, I just tuned in and stopped in my tract. What a gorgeous rendition of Fields of Gold. I caught a lump in my throat. Such an angelic voice. And that's from Andrew in South Yarra. And I couldn't disagree at all. Andrew, thank you. And thank you both so much for coming and joining us. This has been Mad Wednesday with Dean and Silas. And that's pretty much it for the show, isn't it?
We've got a winner of our competition.
We do have a winner for our competition. I'm just... doing everything at once. So it's going. And congratulations to Ken from Pasco Vale, who said the way that they like to bend it is to oil up before and after stretching. So, I mean, oiling up before and after is a brilliant way to do it.
Not even a double entendre. That's a single entendre.
It's true.
Entendre.
It's true. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Silas, for coming and stepping in for
it's
Robbie.
It's been fun. Thanks
we
for having me.
We really, really appreciate it. And it's been absolutely a joy having you come and join me on the show. I've had an absolute ball, I'm still just blown away by the amazing singing that we just heard here. It was just so gorgeous, wasn't it? You're going to have to get yourselves. I mean, that's just, really can I just say to everyone, that's just one part of our Gasworks performing that we'll be seeing here. Anyway, you're on Mad Wednesdays.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.